We are on Daf Yitches on the base. We have two Tosfos to learn. The Gemara says, "Bein l'Rabbonon, bein l'Rabbelozal, kesumches svirelei." The Gemara says, "Rove uklar da shayla, yesh hadol letzreires, ayin hadol letzreires." So the Gemara asked, "And Rove, we have here an offene beraisa, a machloikes, the chachomim, Rabbelozal." If you pay by kelop shenot acharora baholach legodish, if you pay chatzin nezek or nezek sholim migufay, so the Gemara wanted to say, the shaila is if you hold yesh hadol tzreiris or ein hadol tzreiris. So why is Rove mistapik in this shaila to machlekes tanoi? So Rava answered, Anshuldik, I had a different mahalach in this machlekes. Bein l'rabbonon, bein l'rabbelozo, kesumches svirelu. They both hold like sumches, nyepein ezek sholem. And the machlekes is, it's speaking about, it was done on a knife in Mishune. The shalos we hold like a ptarfen. So, the Tanakame does not hold like Rab Tarfon, so therefore you pay Chatzin Nezek. And Rabbi Lozo holds like Rab Tarfon, so you pay Nezek Shalom. Vahainu Dichui de Lamala Vitisbere. That was the previous Dichui that the Gemara said before. Elishle Herich Lamaila Kolkach, before the Gemara was not Mevayel, that it goes according to Sumches. Rashi said it, but here the Gemara says that it goes according to Sumches. The Machloikis is, if you hold like Rab Tarfon, if Mishunah pays, Bechotzer HaNizik Nezik Shalom. Ve'im Taima, ve'loma dochak loima kesumches svirelu, why did the Gemara have to say that they hold like Sumches, but say the same shtik teire, you hold like the Chachomim, and the Shaila is, if you hold like Rab Tarfon, Mishunah Kerem Bechotzer HaNizik, that Nezik Shalom is Shalom. Why did the Gemara have to say they hold like Sumches? The Yeshleima, two reasons. Reason number one, Mishum De'ikar Rabbonon, if we will say that they both hold like the Rabbonon, and the Tanakhama says you pay Chatzin Nezik, doesn't hold like a ptarfen. In kein tivshei tein shini letzreires lovi a nezek, so then we'll be able to be poshet Ravashi shayla. The Gemara didn't want to go into this, that we can be poshet Ravashi shayla. Therefore, the Gemara says that they hold like subchis. Va'oid, de'i betzreires ke orchayu yisber abalozo chatzin nezek, if we will say that tzreiris ki orchayu, Rabbelozo holds you pay chatzin nezek also, ke rabbono, is betzreiris a yidei shinoi la yischayiv nezek sholim, afo gav the sova ke rabtav. That means if tzreiris ki orchayu pays chatzin nezek b'chotzer anizik, so mishune dike tzreiris b'chotzer anizik will also only pay chatzin nezek, afo gav the sova ke rabtav. The Lekka Kalvachayma, the whole lumdis of Rab Tarfon, it says, Mishune Keren Bechotzer HaNizik Nezik Sholem Mishalim, because he learns out a Kalvachayma Keren from Shem Beregel. Shem Beregel is Potter, Bushus Harab, Bafal Pikem Bechotzer HaNizik is Chayiv Nezik Sholem, so Keren is Chayiv Chatzi Nezik Bushus Harab, Padigibishi Bechayiv Nezik Sholem Bechotzer HaNizik. But if they hold, if Rabbelozo holds like the Rabbonon, that Tzreiris of Shem Beregel pay Chatzin Nezek b'chotzer anizik, so Mimele, so Mishunadike Tzreiris can be better than Uchidike Tzreiris. He also pay Chatzin Nezek. Like a Kavachimet, given the Tzreiris Shem Beregel b'chotzer anizik and Mishalom Elo Chatzin Nezek, גם צריך את הקרן לא ישלם כי אם חצי נזק. So that is why the Gemara had to say that both Tanoim hold like Sumchis, even though Mitzad Echad, it's a Deichik, we don't paskin like Sumchis, but that was the only feasible way to explain the Machloikis. If you don't say the Machloikis is Yesh Edo and Ein Edo. Fragt Teisvis, let's say a different Malach. Let's say, why do you have to say that it's going according to Sumchis, which is Shleili B'dehilchis? Let us say that the Machloikis, the same Mahalach that we say now, that the Machloikis, the Tanakame and Rabbi Lozer is, if you hold like Rabbi Talfin, if you don't hold like Rabbi Talfin, if you pay Nezik Sholem, Bechotzer HaNizik by Karen, you don't pay. But let us say the Machloikis is not on a Tzreiris Tikoivin, the Machloikis is the Mokim HaNochas HaGacheles, which is a poshet keren, which is not koiche, which is gufoi. And we'll say that that's the machloikis. Machloikis is the mokim anochas hagecheles. It was boif and mishune, but it wasn't koiche. So memele, the Tanakama holds that keren b'chotzer nizik, keren tam b'chotzer nizik peis chatzin nizik, migufoi. And the Rabbi Lozer holds like Rabbi Talfin. We don't have to bechlal become involved in Tzoyres. Could be the whole Machlekes is speaking about on the Mokim Anochas HaGecheles, which is Gufay. So Ktais was Vleirotza Lahamid Ke Rabbonon, that they hold like the Rabbonon by Tzoyres, Alibi Dehilchus, B'mokim Gacheles. And the whole machloikis, if you pay chatzi nezek or nezek sholem, is speaking about the place where the gecheles was put down only, which is gufoi not koiche. Yechudoin da anchei anuchi ala godish bishinui. It was put down with a shinui. The nechele lemeime de mishalem chatzi nezek al kol a godish ke Rabbi Yochanan. Eis Rabbi Yochanan says pshat de mishneh ala godish chatzi nezek means the whole Godish, not the Mokim, not only the Mokim Hanochas HaGecheles, but the whole Godish. And the whole Godish is Ichet Tzchayres. So therefore he had to say that they hold like Sumchis. Heiche de loy mafrich kal vochoyme isle dayu. The Gemara said that according to Rab Talfin, that Rab Talfin holds that Keren b'chotzer nizek pays nezek sholim. Afal pikein, you pay me gufay, because even though Rab Talfin does not hold of dayoi, that is when heiched the mifrich kal v'chomer. If through the kal v'chomer, I will not be able to learn any new halachas, and whatever the kal v'chomer. But I'll only remain through the Aloch of Daya, which I know without the Kal V'chomer, then you don't say Daya. But if the Kal V'chomer is teaching me a new Aloch, so then on all other Pratim I will say Daya. Talfin is also made to the Midah of Daya. So therefore, the Gemara explained, therefore, Rab Talfin has a Kal V'chomer to tell me that Mishune Keren B'chotzer Nizik pays Nezik Sholim. So the Kal V'chomer tells me that it pays more than Chatzin Nezik, because if not, it's Mifrich Kal V'chomer, and Daya is coming to tell me that this Nezik Sholim that it pays me Gufay. Heiched de loy mifrich kal v'chomer is loy daye. Ve'im toima ve'neime ipche. So Tosfos says, there are two halachas. There's one halacha of nezek sholem. There's another halacha of migufay. So how did Rab Talfin know that on the halacha of nezek sholem, we say the kal v'chomer? On the halacha of migufay, we say daye. And it remains daya. Let's say, Bungfakert will say, you pay chatzi nezek min aliyah. The name of Ibcha, kal v'chomer l'shalem min aliyah. Kavachoymer will tell me that you pay min aliyah, v'dayoy l'chatzi nezik, and dayoy will come to tell me that you pay chatzi nezik, dumye de keren b'shus harab. I learn out from Shem v'regel b'chotzer anizik that you pay min aliyah. Now say dayoy for keren b'shus harabim, that you pay chatzi nezik. V'yeshloymer dohochi shaper tvei. It's better this way to learn out from Shem v'regel b'chotzer anizik nezik sholem and to say dayoy an migufay. Dechi omar dayoy le'inye migufay. If I say dayoy le'inye migufay, loy mishaninan michatzi nezik klal mikemoy shohoyo. That means, so the same oifen tashlumim that existed in Rishus HaRabim, which was a Tashlumim Migufoi, remains B'chotzer HaNizik also. Elo she'onu meisifin olav oid chatzi nezek acher. That means we have the previous Tashlumim of chatzi nezek Migufoi, which does not change at all. So we're not changing Keren b'chotzer anizik from Keren b'shus harabim. We're saying dayoy that it should be similar to Keren b'shus harabim. In on the first chotzi nezik, it is mamish similar. We have tashlumim migufoy on chotzi nezik. Elo sha'onu meisifin olav oit chotzi nezik acher. But we say you have to pay a second chatzi nezek. Aba al koponim, so the haisafe is not a shinui from the what was till now. That means till now you paid chatzi nezek migufoi, dumye de kerem b'shus harabim. I'm still continuing the same oifen of tashlumim, chatzi nezek migufoi, so that there's no change whatsoever, which falls into the line of dayoy that the lamed should be similar to the melamed, and the lamed is similar to the melamed. I'm paying chatzi nezik migufoy bechotzer hanizik, just like I paid chatzi nezik migufoy b'rishus harabim. So the lamed is similar to the melamed, but I'm adding on another chatzi nezik. But this addition is not changing the first chatzi nezik. It's the first chatzi nezik plus. So that is called, it is similar to the melamed, because in the first chatzi nezik, it's mamish a continuation of keren b'shus harabim. Avol I amrit dayoy lechatzi nezek, but if I'll say dayoy lechatzi nezek, that will remain chatzi nezek, but the chatzi nezek will be paid min aliyah. So I'm changing the whole tashlumim which was in existence of Rishus HaRabim. Before I had chatzi nezik migufoy, that's what I had before. And through the Kal Vachom, I don't have this anymore. I have chatzi nezik min aliyah, which is a different oifen of tashlumim in Gansen. It is not the same, it's a different oifen. As we mentioned, migufoy means like a corporation. You can't mon from the bailim. That's the Taich Migufoi. Aliyah means now you can mom from the Bailis. So I'm completely changing. This is not the same Chatzi Nezik that was B'Shus HaRabim. This is a different Chatzi Nezik. So there's no similarity whatsoever. It's a different life of Chatzi Nezik. A kartele legamri lechatzi nezek ame demavki lemi tashlumei gufei. This is a different type of tashlumei chatzi nezek. In Rishus HaRabim, it's tashlumei migufei. That means you cannot be goive from the bailim. You can only be goive from the mazik. That is tashlumei migufei. Umukmini, we say, no, there's a new parsha now. Because of the Kal Vachomer, I'll say you can, now the Bailim are achroi to make sure that the nezek will be paid up. Mekmina atashlumei aliyah. So memeila, so this is a different chatzi nezek. I do not have what I had before. Before I had a musig of a corporation that the bailam bechlal is not achroi. And now that became botul and mevutul. So this is a different type of tashlumi. So memeile ubechol tzachon yecholim laker kavuchayma lekaim daya yesh lanu lekaim. So if we can continue the similarity from the lome to the melamed as much as possible, that's what we do. The melamed is, so memeile adding is not taking away from before. It's they have the same tashluma before with adding on another chatzi nezek, but I still have the previous tashlumim with the oifen of the previous tashlumim. Here I have I don't have anything from before. This is a different oifen of tashlumim. Ubahoke miflegid daf yotesa medalef. We had a member of Rami by Yecheskel, the Tanlager, Shahishit, Roisha, Laaviklis, Chuchis, the Toka, by Vishibre, Mishalem, Nezit Sholem, and Rabbi Yisrael Marav said, Sush Shetzonav pays Chatzi Nezit. So what I wanted to say, Achleikas is, if Yeshado, Einado. Tema, Frektoisvis, Minolei, the Pligi. Who said Bechlal that there's a machlekes? These are two different berises. Rabbi Becheskel is talking about a Talmagel, Shahishit Roishay, and Omri Berav is talking about a Sus. It's two different berises. So where do you see machlekes? Dilma Rabbi Becheskel b'diayit, Omri Berav b'diloyayit. Maybe speaking about without her door. They're not talking about the same case. He's talking about below Yayayit. Vishlemidim came, I kamashmlon Omri Berav. So what is Omri Berav telling us? So what's the Chiddush? That's Chayrus Pechatzi Nezik. What is it? What's the Chiddush? He says, now the Chiddush is, if there's a machloikis, he's telling us, I'm choylik and sumchis. That means there is a machloikis. They're going and Rami by Yecheskel, who is he holds like Sumchis, so they're saying, no, I disagree with Sumchis. But if they're not, they're two distinct berises, and one is no shaykhis with the other, so no one ever said they hold like Sumchis. So why Omri Berav is talking about Tatsir of Sus Shetzonav to tell me that you pay Chatzi Nezik, that's Poshit. If there is a machlekes, hechi pligi abaraisa, this is a machlekes, toni romi ba yecheskel is abaraisa, so how can Omri Beirav, which were the tamidim of Rav, be choylikan abaraisa, there am I roi? So Taisu says, the stam Omri Beirav, mishmei derav, in the yeshiva, Omri Beirav means this was said from the yeshiva of Rav. So normally the memories which were said in the yeshiva of Rav were said b'shem Rav and Rav Tano Polik. Inami mishim d'loy misni be'Rav Chiyev Rav Yishaya loy misvini minei tiyufte. That means Tony Rami Bar Yecheskel means this barai said it was not from the Feleslache baraisis of Rav Chiyev Rav Yishaya, so memeile an amoyrikim b'chelik on them. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Boi Rav Ashi, it's around 10 lines from the top. Boi Rav Ashi, koyach koychoi lesumches. What is the din koyach koychoi? Is ke koychoi domi? Is it just like koychoi which sumches holds you pay nezik sholim? Oiloi? Or maybe it's not ke koychoi. Koyach koychoi taki you pay chatzi nezik. And the shaila is as follows. Migomer halacha. The tzumchis also hold. There was a halacha lemoishe misinai that tzroiris koichai pays chatzin esek. Umuki lo b'koyach koyche. But he says this halacha was not said by koychoi, it was said by koyach koyche. So then, according to the first sad, so Sumchis is also moide that there's a halacha l'moishim misinai that koychoi is different than gufoi. But he said this halacha l'moishim misinai was said by koyach koyche. He doesn't hold that there was a halacha l'moishe misina. Steiko. So, Avashi did not know. Zot Rashi, mi gomer halacha l'moishe misina, the chatzi nezek tzreiris. He also holds there was a halacha l'moishe misina, chatzi nezek tzreiris. Umukim law, but this halach l'maish mesina, he says, was said, b'koyach koyche, oyloi gama. Zok te gemara vayta. We have in the Mishnah, hoise meva'etes, oisho yutzoyres minatzin mitachas ragleho, v'shibro es hakeilo, v'shalem chatzinezek. Two cases that you pay chatzines. Case number one is biyut. Case number two is tzoyres. Iboyelohu. So now the Gemara clears a shayla. Heichi koma. What? How do we learn pshat in the Mishnah? We can learn two eifanim. We can learn hoisem ve'etes ve'hiziko bebiyuto. It was mazik bebiyut. So that's kerem. So you pay chatzines. Oy tzroira is case number two. Oy tzroira is keolchayu. The second case is not speaking about bo'if and shalbiut. It's speaking about a normal case of tzroiris. Mishalem chatzinesik. So it's telling us, even though there's a din of ketzer the regel me'edes that you pay nezik shalom, there are two cases which you don't pay nezik shalom ayu de regel, either through biut or through tzroiris keolchayu. V'rabononi. And then the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonim. Oidilmo, or maybe there's another oifen, how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. Hoisem ve'etes v'iziko bibiyuto. That's case number one. That's kerem. Oitzroiris machmas biyut. Or case number two is, tzroiris also through biyut. Mishalem chatzi nezek, you also pay chatzi nezek. Hokiyuchei mishalem nezek sholim, umani sumchesi. So I can learn the Mishnah in two eifanim. Could be the ba'ato, oisem ave'etes, is going on tzreiris. It's going according to sumches. So there's two eifanim, you pay chatzi nezek. One biyut begufo, and one biyut bekoicho. Because some chesods you pay nezek shalom on koichot. So the Gemara did not know how we learn pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara toshma mi seifel. I'll be pushing this from the seifel. Dolso ala keili. Let's go further in the Mishnah. Vishivrosoi. The nofal hashever al kli acher vishivroi. So the Mishnah says, the behemoth stepped on one keli and broke that keli, and then a sheva from that keli fell on another keli, v'shivrei, and broke the second keli. Al rishin mishalem nezek shalom. The first keli is regel. Al achin chatzin nezek, and the second keli is tzoyres. The shvira of the second keli was al yedei tzoyres. Ve'i sumches, if it's speaking about, if the Mishnah is going according to sumches, you want to say the previous bove is going according to sumches, and the case of tzreiris is tzreiris ha'yedei biyut, and therefore you pay chatzi nezek because it's mishunadike tzreiris, but tzreiris kol chaye you pay nezek shalom, ve'i sumches. So how do you learn the safe of the Mishnah? Mi islei chatzi nezek, so the sumchas hold that you pay chatzi nezik on tzreiris. There the Mishnah says the second keli, since it is koichai, since it is tzreiris, you pay chatzi nezik. So you see klar that the Mishnah is not going according to sumchis. So melam poishet your shayla. V'chi teimo rishin lahatoza. Halarishin mishalim nezik shalom means there were three keli. It stepped on the first keli. Then a chelik of the first keli fell on the second keli, and the second keli was nizik ayidei tzchayris. That's the first keli that was nizik ayidei tzchayris. Mishalim nezik shalom, you pay nezik shalom because it's going according to sumchis. But la achrein is talking about there was a third keli, which was koyach koychai, and that you pay chatzi nezik. So it could very well be that this mahalach is a emes mahalach. The Mishnah is going according to sumches, and the case of tzreiris is tzreiris al yedei biyut, and the sefer that says you pay chatzi nezik ala achrein means the second keli, which was nishbar through the tzreiris from the first keli, which is koyach koychai. Vishaini shaini lahatoza, vichitaima rishin rishin lahatoza, vishaini shaini lahatoza, vishani le lesumchis ben koichai le koyach koichai. So we're back to our shaila. So could be it's a good shaila. Could be it's a good shaila. What's pshat the Mishnah? I could learn the whole Mishnah goes according to the Chachamim. I could learn the whole Mishnah goes according to sumchis. But if we will say that the whole Mishnah is going according to Sumchis, Allahod the boy Rav Ashi, we had before Klauda Shaila Koyach Koyche Le Sumchis Ke Koyche Domi Elav Ke Koyche Domi Tivshet Le Delav Ke Koyche Domi. Some emailers we have here now enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going according to Sumchis, it's ausgespart from the Mishnah that Koyach Koyche Lav Ke Koyche Domi. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Ke Rabbonon Mukilo. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Zetsu Zayin the Mishnah according to the Rabbonon. And the Shaila Uboi Lehochi Hoiso Mav Etes, he cladesh, according to the Rabbonon, Hoiso Mav Etes, Vihiziko Bibiyuto, you pay Chatzi Nezek, Oy Tzroirois Kil Chayu, Chatzi Nezek, is that pshat in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is telling us two cases, you pay Chatzi Nezek, Tzroirois Kil Chayu, or Gufo Bibito. But if it wouldn't be tzreiris kolchayu, reviyah nezik v'yeshinui. Oy dilma hoysa mevaetes v'yizika bibiyuto. Oy tzreiris machmas biyut chatzi nezik v'ein shinui teiku. So Rav Ashi learned pshat in the shaila. This shaila that we cleared, is it speaking about tzreiris kolchayu or tzreiris hayidei biyut? He says, with this shaila, we could be poishit the sofik of Rav Ashi, if yeshini l'tzreiris leviyah nezik or eloi. And Rav Ashi gufe did not know pshat in the Mishnah, but eina chanami, if you know pshat in the Mishnah, to be mevarer pshat in the Mishnah, you can be mevarer the shaila if you say yes shini letzoyres leviyah nezik, or ain shini letzoyres leviyah nezik. Let us see Rashi. Vehiziko bebeito beloitzoyres veteldo dekerenhi. That's the first case. Or in the second case, we don't know if it's Tzreiris Kolchayu or Tzreiris Hayidei Bita. Toshma, Diktoni, Sefer, Demas, Nisan, Dorso, Ala, Keli,
is, so it says, Alarishim Mishalim Nezik Sholim, Baalachim Mishalim Chatzi Nezik. Is Midah Mechayev Letzroyres Chatzi Nezik, Shema Mina Masnis and Lavsumchas, Sisik Lo, the Mishnah is not going according to Sumchas. So the Gemara says, I maybe you'll tell me, Rishain La Toza. Oy se klishenishba machmas hatozes shivre klishedosa olov. The first keli that became broken through the hatoze of the keli that was stepped on koririshen. V'yavol gav ditzchoy reis ninu mishalem nezik shalom v'sumchesi. Achen, and that what it says on the achen, yepei chatzi nezik, achen latoze. Kigoin, shemi oisoi kli shenishbar al yedei tzchayres. Through the kli that was nishbar al yedei tzchayres, he tizu shvorim. That kli that was broken to tzchayres, so from that kli shvorim also came out. Vishibru kli shlishi. Avikoyach koichim, mishimochim, mishalim, chatzines. So the Gemara says, if that is pshat in the Mishnah, tifshoit boi the Rav Ashi. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi ke rabbonon mukmilo. V'hach boi. And this boi, the boi Rav Ashi la'el, yeshinu letzroires enshinu, ahomas nisem boi lo. V'ochi ka boi. But pshat the Mishnah, oisem aveetes, oisem oisem tzreires, menatz metachas ragleo, is this tzreires keurchei, or is this tzreires al yedei biut? This is the Gemara. Now let us see the third Tosfos, the second Tosfos we cannot learn as yet. Zok Tosfos, Rav Ashi kerabonon mukilo, Uboi lo hochi. Eistis, the Gemara said, the Gemara started off like this. That what it says, that it was mazik or yiziko, but oitzreiris machmas biut, oitzreiris tachas oismavetes, the Gemara cleared, what kind of tzreiris are we speaking about? Are we speaking about tzreiris kulchayu? Are we speaking about tzreiris ayidei biut? And the Gemara said, the nafkamina will be speaking about tzreiris kulchayu, the Mishnah is going according to the Chachomim. For speaking tzreiris hayidei biut, so then the Mishnah is going according to Sumchis. So then the Gemara said, how could the Mishnah be going to, according to Sumchis? The Sefer says that by tzreiris shepei chatzi nezik. So the Gemara says, no, the Sefer is speaking about koyach koychoi. So the Gemara says, oh, if the Sefer is speaking about koyach koychoi, so we can be poishet ravashi shaila. So the one says, no, Rav Ashi learned a different pshat, it's going to the Chachomim, and the Shaila is Yeshini Letzreiris L'Rbi Nezik or L'Chatzi Nezik. Avi Motzi L'Meima, Zuk Tosfos, the Gemara could have said that the Shaila that was cleared, the Gemara cleared the Shaila. Are we speaking about tzreiris hayidei biut, or are we speaking about tzreiris kulchayu? This shayla was said, im tim tzeloi makoma. That means this shayla was said, if we will assume, im tim tzeloi ma, lav ke koichai domi, if we'll say koyach koichai is lav ke koichai domi. If we'll say that, so then we could say the Mishnah is going according to Sumchis. So now we have a Sovik. Is the Mishnah going according to Sumchis? Is the Mishnah going according to the Chachamim? But this whole Shaila was in Tim Tzolayma. What's the problem? There is such a Tzad, so Memelu, we clear the shaila that what's pshat in tzoyres is tzoyres haidei biyut, tzoyres kol chayu. So if we learn tzoyres haidei biyut, it'll be yeskishpart that sumchis holds koyach koyche lavke koychinam. Enechanami, that's the shaila. Im timtze loyma koyach koyche lavke koychinam. I have a shaila now. What's pshat in the reish? That's pshat. So Rav Ashi doesn't have to say different the way we said before. We could have said that before we have the same shaila, and the shaila is based im tim tzoloima koyech koyche lav ki koyche domi. So then I have a legitimate shaila. So it could be the Mishnah is going according to Sumchis. It could be the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. Im tim tzoloima lav ki koyche domi. So then, Masnisen Rabbononi, Oisumchisi. So, we could have said, the Gemara didn't have to fall off from the first boy. The first boy was, is the Mishnah going according to Sumus, according to the Chachamim? This boy can go off according to Rav Ashi, also Im Tim Tzoloima. Haladivalei, lemivi b'yeshini b'enshini. It's better not b'chlal to get involved in this shaila, in the shaila is what is trying to miss the yeshini b'enshini. But now Taisa says a new mahalach. V'nire, the boy de la'el. Now, before we go into Taisa's, let us just see again, the Loshna Gemara, to appreciate what Tosfos is saying. Iboyilu. The Gemara Klaud HaShayla, Heichi Koma, Hoise Meva'etes V'Iziko B'Biyuto, Hoitzchoyres Keochayu, Hoitzchoyres Keochayu, Hoidume, Hoitzchoyres Machmas Biyut. Now, this shaila, the etzem, when the Gemara clears the shaila, so the Gemara gives a running commentary to the shaila. If it's speaking about Tzreiros Kochayu, it's going according to the Rabbono. If it's speaking about Tzreiros Haidei Biyut, so it's going according to Sumchis. This was a running commentary to explain the boy. So the Ktaisves Venire, the boy de la'el loy hoise elo. The boy was not the way the Gemara gave this running commentary. The boy de la'el loy hoise elo imas nisen ayru betzreiris ki ulche ayide shinei vesulai. The shaila was, what's pshat in the Mishnah? I have a Mishnah that says, speaks about biyut, speaks about tzoyres. I have a shaila, what kind of tzoyres are we speaking about? Vesuloi, that was the shaila. The Gemara, when the Gemara cleared the shaila, the Gemara did not delve into the nafkaminis of the shaila. The Gemara just said the shaila. I want to know taitshverta in the Mishnah. Is it Tzreiris Kolchayu? Is it Tzreiris Al Yedei Biyut? Va Talmud Oisef Midatoi, when the Talmud brought down the Shaila, so the Talmud gave a running commentary, how will we learn Pshat in the Mishnah if it's Tzreiris Kolchayu or Tzreiris Al Yedei Biyut? So the Talmud said, oh, this Shaila, so then Pshat, the Mishnah will be dependent. Rabbonon hi, oisumchesi. But that's the commentary of the Gemara on the boy. Not pshat is that the boy was said with this nafkamin. The boy was said, I'm learning Mishnayis. How they learn pshat in the Mishnayis. So the Gemara said that if you learn one way, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbonim. If you learn another way, the Mishnah is going according to Sumchis. Ravashi meforish di boilu yeshini levi ayin shini. Rav Ashi said that he learned a different pshat in the boy. The nafkamina is, they never said the way you said pshat and diboy, that they had a tzad, the Mishnah is going shalei libedil, because they never had such a tzad. They had a shayla, the Mishnah is tamazich is going according to the Rabbonon. We paskin according to the Rabbonon, and their shayla is yeshini l'reviya, saying you say it's speaking about tzroyeres kelchayu. I ain't shinu l'reviya nezik, if I chatsi nezik, then I can speak about tzroyeres, I debut. So Taisvis is telling us, so Mamela, Rav Ashi has nothing to do with the Gemara's Kashe, Rav Ashi innocently learned Pshat and the boy, this was Pshat and the Shaila. He did not like their Pshat because why Shekla the Mishnah going slowly by the Hilchase? And Taisvis says, V'chi agav ne'ike beperek ha'mekabel. There's a similar Gemara in Perek HaMekabel that the Gemara injects into the Shaila of the Gemara Pshat in the Shaila, which in Yesod is not true. The Shaila is not the way the Gemara understood the Shaila. Gabi boi de Rav Sheishes. The Gemara in HaMekabel klaza Shaila, the Kabbalon oiver babal tolin oi ene oiver. The Rav Sheishes klaza the Shaila, like this is a din of Baal Tolin. What's a din of Baal Tolin? If a person hires a worker, so he has to be paid in time, and you shouldn't, there's a certain time you have to pay up the schiras. Klal the Gemara Shaila, what if he's a Kabbalon? There's two types of workers. There's a socher and a Kabbalon. A socher is paid by the hour, by the day, for the work that he does, not for what he accomplishes. A Kabbalon is paid not by the day and hour. He has to make a finished product. It doesn't matter if it takes him 10 days, 10 years, to 1 hour. He has to show to a finished product. So Rav Sheishes klada shayla, the love of Baal Tolin, was it said also by a Kabbalon, or wasn't it said by a Kabbalon? That was Rav Sheishes, the shayla of Rav Sheishes. Now, the Gemara, when the Gemara brings on Rav Sheishes Shaila, so the Gemara explains, what are the Tzodei HaShaila? So the Gemara says, you know what the Tzodei HaShaila are? The Tzodei HaShaila is if Umen Koine Shvach Keili, or Yein Umen Koine Shvach Keili, and let's elaborate for 1 minute. The Gemara said like this, there's a Shaila if Umen Koine Shvach Keili. That means that if a person goes over to a Kabbalon, and he tells them, he gives them a piece of gold, and he says, I want you to make a golden bracelet out of this gold. Fine. So the gold is here, an ounce of gold. An ounce of gold, let's say, is worth $500. A golden bracelet is worth $800. So now, when he makes the bracelet, so he created from a piece of gold a bracelet. And then a bracelet is worth $300 more. So the Gemara says, who does this shvach belong to? That means the raw material belongs to the owner of the gold, but that's $500. But now there's a new entity around, which is the bracelet. Now the bracelet is not, the woman created the bracelet. So there's a svara to say that this new creation belongs to the creator. I made a bracelet, and that's worth $300 more. So there's a svara, umin koine shvach keli. So pshat is, when he's going to give me $300, he's paying me $300 more for the bracelet, it's not pshat is that he's paying me for my work. No. In Yesod, I'm selling, it's my bracelet. That means we're shit from here. The gold is yours, but the shvach of my pu'ula belongs to me. So Mamela, so we should him. $500 is yours from this bracelet, $300 is mine. If we'll say umin koine shvach keili, so then pshat is when the umin worked, he got paid already. You don't owe him any money. I got paid. The $300 Yisrei Nashivui of the bracelet belongs to me. If you want back the bracelet, I'll sell it to you. But there's no Baal Tolin over here. Because I got paid. Or the Efsher Ein Umin Koine Shvach Keili. So Ein Umin Koine Shvach Keili. So he never got paid. So the whole thing belongs to you. So now there's a dinner Baal Tolin. So now, Amor de Kazach, Rav Sheish is Kler da Shaila. Is there a din Baal Tolin by a Kablin? There's no din Baal Tolin by a Kablin. And the Gemara says, so the Gemara gave a running commentary, what's the longest of the Shaila? Let's understand Rav Sheish's Shaila. Gemara says, that's the longest. If you hold Numen Koinish Vachkeli, there's no Baal Tolin. If you hold Numen Koinish Vachkeli, there's a Baal Tolin. Fine. That's a Gemara in Baba Metzia. But now, let's just say a Maimah HaMuskar. I got news for you. Rav Sheish's holds Numen Koinish Vachkeli. Personally, also Umen Koine Shvach Keli. So now, between you and me, so what was Rav Sheish's Shaila? So there's no Shaila. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama that Rav Sheish's is speaking about Ashlicha de Igrese. I hired someone to deliver a letter. But his job is not, he's not working by the hour, not by the day. His job is the end result that the letter has to be delivered. Rav Sheish's, so there is no Umen Koine Shvach Keli whatsoever. Rav Sheish's Shaila was a different Shaila in Gansen. Could be the whole love of Baal Tolin was only if I have to work for you, if the Bechuvin is the end result, there's no love of Baal Tolin. That's your lumbis. So, that's not the Shaila of Rav Sheish's, because Rav Sheish's holds klal Umen Koine Shvach Keli. And Rav Sheish's Shaila is a Shaila by delivering a letter. So Tosfos says you could have a Gemara that someone klal a Shaila, and the Gemara gives a running commentary, pshat in the Shaila, which is nishke shtoigen and nishke floigen, that that's like a pshat in the Shaila. It's an opinion of that Amor who's saying over the Shaila. But that's not muchas, that's a true pshat. So Tosfos says the same thing happened over here. There was a Shaila, what pshat in Tzreiris? Is it Tzreiris Kulchayu or is it Tzreiris Haideshi? That was the Shaila. So the someone said, oh, the Shaila was the Vesumchus of the Rabbanim. Ravashi said, no. They meant something else. That's what Tosfos says, Gabi Boi, the Rav Sheish is the Kabbalah of Baltoin, Yeno Eva, Shahisev HaTalmud Lohim, Umukaini B'Shvach Keili. Rav Sheish is Sholei Stam, Rav Sheish when he asked the Shaila, he asked it Stam, Bagoisel Kama Muchach, the Meire B'Shlicha Digra said, that was the Shaila, because he personally holds Umen Koine Shvach Keili. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boi minei Rav Abba Bar Mamol me Rabami. Rav Abba Bar Mamol asked the Shaila from Rabami, Vomilom Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, Hoyso maleches b'mokem sheyefshelo elim kein minatezes. There was, the behemoth was walking in the Rishus HaYochid. There was a multitude of tzoyres. It would be impossible for the behemoth to walk normally without being matis tzoyres. It was an impossibility. There were so many tzoyres there. The way a behemoth walks, it's impossible that it shouldn't be mazik with tzchayrus. Uboto vihitizo vihiziko. But now the behemoth was in a bad mood, so the behemoth went and kicked the tzchayrus, and after the first kick, there was mazik. Mau, kivin di efshalo, since a filler would have been in a good mood and would have walked normally, the same hezek would have occurred. Is ulchehi, so it has a din of tzreires kolchayu, eidulma hashtem miya machmas biyat ka menatsa tzreires, teiko. So lochere, it's a very lomdish shayla. The shayla is as follows. The shayla is that what by mishune there are different halachas, that is dafke if the sibbe of the occurrence of the hezek was al yedei hashinui. That means because this hezek occurred because of the shinui. So that's the deal. We have a hezek occurred al yedei shinui. There's different hezek that occurs al yedei shinui. Has different gidrei tashlumim than the hezek that occurs shaloi al yedei shinui. So that's the shail over here. Here you can't say that the hezek occurred because of the shinui, because a fellow without the shinui also would have occurred. So memeila is a svara to say, so it has a din of tzreiris ka'uchei, because the shinui was loimala v'loimoyrid in the etzem occurrence of the hezek. So Memela says the din of tzreiris ka'uchei. Or maybe you don't look at the occurrence of the hezek, which would have occurred sai v'sai. You look at how lemaisa the hezek came about. The hezek came about through a shinui. So Memela, if the hezek came about through a shinui, so it's called tzreiris hayedei shinui. So that means the occurrence of the hezek, the shini was not a factor to the etzem occurrence of the hezek. The hezek would have occurred, the shini is not misav of the occurrence of the hezek, but the mice hezek was al yedei shini. So that's the shaila. Does it have a din of tzreiris the regel, or does it have a din of tzreiris the karen? Teiku. So the Gemara blives by a teiku. Zogt Rashi, Hoysam aleches, b'chotzer anizik melei atzoyres, v'yefsher sheloi teimen atesis. Ucheyu, so memela, since this hezek would have occurred without the biut, so we don't attribute biut to the hezek. Chatzreiris da'al medomehu, u'mishalim chatzi nezik. O'idilma hashtemiyah machmas biyutu, but maybe you don't look. Abo l'maise, now the hezek came about through a maise mishune. And what'll be? V'im toima yeshinu l'tzreiris l'viyah nezik. So that'll be the nafkmina, or Rabbi Yenezek Mishalemus. Then I'll pay maybe Rabbi Yenezek. So the whole nafkmina will be, does it have a din of Mishinah de Ketzreiris, Lagabi, Chatzi Nezek, or Rabbi Yenezek? Lishna Achine, now Rashi says another Loshin, another nafkmina between if it's called tzreiris ke'ulchei or tzreiris ayidei shine. Lishnachin, oichehu, u tzreiris ninu, betelde de regel, afilu iyayit bebiit vitiza, but it's called tzreiris de regel, ale mishalem elechatzi nezek. That means, if it's called tzreiris de regel, so you pay chatzi nezek. Why is it called Tzreiris the Regel? The Balav Hochi Havi Mitnatze. That means, without the beard at all, so the Tzreiris would have occurred. Says a din of Tzreiris the Regel. So that what had happened three times will not change the din Tashlumen. Oidilme Machmas Biotosi. Oh no, I say no. Lemaise. It did not occur through tzreiris kolchayu, machmas biyotosi. V'im hu ado bekach, so this happened three times, b'shalem es nezek sholem. Kim in the mishunu avetol de dekeren, b'pi amoyre, avol horishayn ikar. So b'emesin, the Bichas Avrom asks Akash on this Rashi, he says, what's pshat the Rishayn Iker, I mean, between you and me, the Gemara Klal Dalom de Sheshayla, The Gemara cloud alom de sheshayle, a hezek of tzoyres, which did not occur because of the biyut that was mesavivit, would have occurred whatever the behemoth would have done. The lemaisa, the behemoth was mevayit. So the Gemara clouds a shayle, does they have a din of tzoyres the regel, tzoyres the karen. Lemay nafkemine, I'll tell you five nafkemines. The one nafkemine is, the first nafkemine that Rashi says, that you pay Reviyah Nezik, or Chatzin Nezik, if it's Tzoyres to Kerem. A second nafkemine, if Yesh Hadola Tzoyres, Hein Hadola Tzoyres. There'll be other nafkemines we'll see in Teisves, if it's Kerem, it'll be Chayim B'Shus Harabim. If it's regal, be potter with Shusarabim. Chazanish mentions, if it's Karen, it's Knas, if it's regal, it's... May, the Gemara Klav HaShaila is a Karen or regal. So Rashi said one Mahalach, then the Rebbe had gesagt the zweite Mahalach, I don't like the Rebbe. My side is right, Rishenika. So, fact, the Bichas Avrom, what's the Shlach with the Rebbe? Du bist gerecht, the Rebbe is gerecht, ach mein. Why did Rashi all of a sudden episode? I will horisha nika. Oh, my pshat. So he brings down a Talmud of his, said a beautiful pshat in Rashi. He said, you have to know, well, what did the Rebbe say? The Rebbe said, if it's Karen, there'll be had, if it's called Mishunah Diketzchayrish, you'll pay Nesek Sholem. Because Yesh Hado, if it's not Mishunah Diketzchayrish, you'll pay Chatzin Nesek, it's Regal. So he says, you have to look at Rashi and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis brought down two pshatim in the Shail of Yesh Hado Letzchayrish, Ein Hado Letzchayrish. The first lashon was the whole Shail of Ados only if it's Mishunah. That was the first mahalach. The second mahalach is that a full yod of this adinai dofel, it's not mishunah. And that Rashi says, v'ika, kasha mati v'ika. So Rashi says, so if a full by ulchid, the kitzreish also pay nezik sholim. So Rashi says, so memela, the Rebbe's pshat is not right. The Rebbe is not kamin is not right because the Rebbe is assuming that only if it's Mishunidik there's a dinaido. And if it's not Mishunidik there's no dinaido. That's not right. That the first shot no, the Kashamati Miika, that the second shot is right. So Mamele, you can't say the Rebbe is not kamin. So Tais is mocking Mishav Shalom Elim Kain, ain't la forest ayre b'shus harabim. You can't say it's speaking about b'shus harabim, which would be another nafkamin, a boy lady mulchei, potter midi dahave arego. It like come hois am aleches b'shus harabim kamay b'boide, b'somach ha'pe shri shenika. The zich would be a nafkamin l'chei b'shus harabim also, But that's not Psham the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't mention Rishu Saram. So Weiss, this is an Afkemine without Rishu Saram. Boy minei Rabbi Yirmiye me Rabzeire. Rabbi Yirmiye klaud a shayla from Rabzeire, yes, a shayla from Rabzeire. Hoiso maleches b'shu Saram vihitizo Vehiziko. So he cloud a shaila that the Maram is moichik aboto, it's very schwer the skills of aboto, so let's not go into it now. Abahima was going to Shus Arabim, vehitizo, and it was matis reiris, vehiziko. Mao, what's it in? Lekaren midaminelei vechayeves. Is this doime lekeren and wachayiv? Oidul metode de regali upture. So what's the shaila? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi lekeren midamine le hoyul vachayeves chatzinezek ki keren. Amor de kipshat Rashi says that Rabbi Yirmiya klared a shaila. We see that Tzroiris has Tashlumei Keren. Rav Elisha, maybe pay me Gufoi. Tzroiris es tashlumei keren. So maybe when es tashlumei keren, so just like keren is chayiv. Bershir sarabim, so tzroiris is also chayiv bershir sarabim. Ay, the mazik is all chayiv. Aber es tashlumei keren. You see that the tashlumim are different. So it could be just like an es tashlumei keren in the amount that it pays. Could be yes, tashlumei keren in the mekaymis that keren pay also. So if keren pays b'shus harabim, you pay b'shus harabim. Thus is nichlam the gzeres the halach lemaish mesini of tzeres. Well, maybe not. Listen, the halach mesini was chatzinesik. That's it. But don't jump to conclusions to say it's daimet the keren that it's chay b'shus harab. That was the shaila. Oy dilme, kol tzreiris ki yo chayu, tode de raganinu. Every tzreiris is a tel, a part of it, it's a uchidi gezach. So the mice, it's a mazik of regu, that has tashlumei keren, that's right, but al kaponam, it has the gedorim of tashlumim is wherever regu is chayim. So then koyche peis chatzinezim. But if regular potter, there's no din tashlumim whatsoever. Amalei mistavre teildo de regalu. Nah, he said asvare mistame. We don't go so far and say that the lochel maishim sinei is a gili that has tashlumei keren all over. No, it's a teildo de regalu that pays like keren. But whenever regular potter says pushes haram. So Karen, so Tzreiris is also potter. Fine. He asked him a second shaila. He tizo b'rishus haram, v'zika b'rishus hayochid ma. Let me ask a different shaila. The Bema was walking b'rishus haram, and it was matis Tzreiris in the rishus hayochid, and the keli was in the rishus hayochid. So he asked him a shaila, Mal, what's the din? Now here, this is a very interesting shaila over here. That means the hezek was b'stei acher, the hezek was b'chotzer anizik, but the maise mazik was b'rishus harab. Omalei, so he told them, hakire ein kan, anoche yesh kan. He says, the sibis achiv is for you have to start, you can't start from the fifth floor, you have to start from the basement. Why am I chayiv? I'm chayiv because of the mice of the shoyl. No, the shoyl was b'shus harab. I'm not responsible for the actions of my shoyl b'shus harab. So then you're going to point me, but the keli was broken, b'chotzer anizik. Please. But if I'm not responsible, so automatically, I don't have to pay. Basically. So my mele, so Rab Zeira was saying Sforis and Lomdis, Rabbi Yirmiya Shaila, yes, Shaila, no, that the Tzoiris is Potter B'Shus Harabim, and then if it was Mazik B'Shus Hayochid, the Lord, the teaser Tzoiris will also be Potter. Eisvei, like the Gemara Kash, we learned Oysam Aleches B'Derech, the teaser Ben B'Shus Hayochid, Bein b'shus harabim chayim, oivei. So we see klal enough in the baraisa, that tzreiris is chayim b'shus harabim. The first shaila I asked you, the baraisa says, he tizo bein b'shus yach bein b'shus harabim chayim. My love, he tizo b'shus harabim, v'zika b'shus harabim. So see, Rabbi Yirmi, you're 100% wrong. The baraisa says, klal not like you, that tzreiris b'shus harabim is chayim. Loi. Hitiza b'shus harabim, b'zika b'shus yach. No. The Barais is speaking about that it was hitiza b'shus harabim, and the hezek was b'shus yach. Fine. So, it's not an upfrag on my first diktaira. Frag de gemore va'amrit akire ein kan anoche yesh kan. But you said a second diktaira also. That you said that if it was Izik b'shus hayochid, you also bought it. Akira, enkan, anoche, yeshka. And now you tell me that that's from the Baraisa. Amalei hodribi. I have charote. Yeah, I'm wrong. On the second sikter, I'm wrong. On the first sikter, I'm right. Eisvei.
Dorsa le keile vishivrosai. We learned in the, yeah. ודוסה כלים שימרוס ונופר שבע כלי אחר משיבר אל ריש משלם נזק שולם ולאחין משלם חצי נזק וטוני לפה המשנה וטוני הלא באמת ומורים ברשוס הנזק אבל ברשוס הרב על רישם פטורו ולאחין חייבס סיסיק לא ברשוס הרב מרגל ספוטר צחירס אז חייב מי לא ואיתי זה בשוס הרב ואיזיקה בשוס הרב לא איתי זה בשוס הרב ואיזיקה בשוס היוחד ואמרת אקירה אין כאן הנוכה יש כאן אמר לי הוד ריבי אייב חרות so let us see רשי איתי זה בשוס הרב כי אורחי והולכו צחירס בשוס הנזק ושיברי כאלה הנוכה יש כאן בדמי, קליים הפוטל, היל והקירה הווי במוקים פטור, זו ממילא, מזיקה בשוס הרם, חייבס, ימרת בשלוים צחרס כי הוא חי אלה קרם את אמין אלה, if you'll say not the way you said, you'll say like my שיילה, that since it has תשלום מי קרן, it's חייב, wherever קרן is חייב, is medin lo chai b'shus ram kiker, da domi le ker, de mishalem is chatsi neze kiker. Pavel gav de ker mishunu, tzrei resuchu, but the Torah says it has tashlum me ker. Hilkach b'shus harabim, chayev is chatsi neze, so it's very good. El ala di doch. Da amret, kol tzrei reskiyuchi, לרגל מדמין אלו, משמדה בתולדת הרגל. ואבל גם דהוס, הם נזק שולם, וצחירס חצי נזק. So according to you, המי טוני בשוס הרב מחייב? So he answered it means, היטיזה בשוס הרב ויזיקו בחוצר הנזק. Now the reason, פוטר דרגל אבו לכן חייב, my love, and that's this gemara. I'd like to mention, there's a מוירדיקה קשה, that Achoinim asked on the Rosh. The Rosh, in the beginning of the Masechta, brings down a riff. Let us just see maybe the Rosh for 1 minute. The Rosh is... If we look at the Rosh, this is the Simen Aleph of the Rosh, and we we'll look in the brackets, the Oisiyas of the Pilpula Charifta, we'll see a Zion. The Zion, the word after Zion is of Dinon. So we'll go to the next line. We'll start from the next line after the Zion of the Pilpula Charifta. V'shem v'regel pturim b'rshus harabim d'urcheihu. This is the lotion of the Rif. The Rif says, V'shem v'regel pturim b'rshus harabim d'urcheihu. So the Rosh brings down v'shein v'regel pturim b'rshus harabim d'urcheihu. This is the loshon of the Rif. The Rif says shein v'regel pturim b'rshus harabim because it's the shteiger for the behemoth to walk into Rishus Harabim. T'mi'oli ma'hu tzrich l'forish time at the p'tiri. So the Rosh asked The Rif was a psa. He wrote a tenaren over here to tell me why the time of the crow. Why does he have the Rif is to give me a reason why you put mishum dochayuhu hakroksiv ubiel b'steyache v'darshinen v'loy b'rshus harab. There's a posik. If they told me a time of the crow, the Rif was a posik. So the Rif tells me shem regos put mishum harab because it's urche. What's the meaning of time of the crow? It's potter b'shus haram because it's a beer b'stayach and b'lay b'shus haram. Ve'evsher shabol l'forish tam ha-posik
Lama potrosei teure b'shusarabim.
He wants to give us a tama posik.
Lefi shedarke leilich b'shusarabim.
And we're going to see, Mirz Hashem, when we learn the Gemara Named Beis, it's an often Gemara.
That the Rif wants to explain why the posik says that you potter b'shusarabim. But he's telling us, tama posik, lama potrosei teure b'shusarabim, Lefi shedalkei leilech b'shusarabim.
That means when behemoths, you transport behemoths from one place to another place, you don't transport them by helicopter.
If they want to go from one place to another place, they go to the b'shusarabim.
So they shedalkei leilech b'shusarabim.
So that's number one. They have to be in the Rishu Sarab. That's the only way one can transport behemoths from one place to another place.
The Amshu Sheyelchu Abaylam Achayim Tomit,
and the Baalim can't be after each behemoth to watch what it's doing.
Yeah.
Avo Karen, Chayevis Pishu Sarab, Avo Pishadal Kele Lechshom, the Kivin the Yayit, Vyidei Shu Nakhen, Avo Le Lemore, Linturei.
Okay, let's not get into Karen. In the by Chaim Tam is also Knas Kechd unto the Turi.
Well, this is another parsha.
V'nafki mina mitamze.
But why did the Rosh have to? Why did the Rif have to tell us a time of the Rosh?
Shim hoya eitz oruch munach. If you had a long board, miktzosay b'shusa rabin u'miktzosay b'shusa yochin. V'dolsa olo b'shusa rabim v'shibra b'shusa yochid.
Can we have a long board? There are kalim on the two sides of the board. One side is under the shusa rabim.
It's going to the shusa rabim.
You walk over the shusa rabim, you step on this plank, you step on the board.
And underneath this board in the shusa yochid, there's kalim over there.
And this behemoth is walking along innocently, and he walks over the plank, and bung, since he walks over the planks of the kalim, break in the shusayoch.
So memele kivinch.
But so now I told you. So now you're going to start crying a shayla.
If you'll tell me the pasuk ubir b'stei acher that the hezek has to be b'chotzer anizik,
no, that's a hezek is b'chotzer anizik.
That's why the rif was a poisik. He wanted it to be, know what the lomdus said.
It's not a por adume. It's a lomdus. But b'rishus harab is potter because that's the derech for the behemoth to go, and you can't expect that the bailim will be watching every step of the behemoth.
So any hezek that will occur through a hiluch b'rishus harabim,
the bailim is potter.
That's the lomdus. It's not a por adume. There's a lomdus to it.
So memele,
given shadak alelch v'lidvach olav,
since it's the derech of the behemoth to walk on this plank,
it's pturim.
So that's what the Rif is telling us, that it's poti.
Tell us alom this to tell us this alom.
Fregen da achoyim, in fact, the pilpach harif to the yam shoshloim, edem lo yeroyim, they all ask akashe.
So that's beautiful. When you learn the first parak, you don't get too far in Baba Kam, you don't have too much of a problem.
But if Baruch Hashem were up to the second parak already, we learned the Gemara here, and if you test that he, that holcha b'shusa rabim, b'tis atzoyos b'shusa yochid.
If the Gemara says, first the Gemara Taka said that, Akira ain't kan, and noch yesh kan,
it is, the Gemara said like the Rosh Hashanah.
He's not responsible for the actions of his shayach, so I should be chayav.
But then later he surrendered. He said, "Hodri bi, I have charoti, you chayav."
So why are you chayav?
That's a muradik kasha that they ask on the Rif.
So the Malay Royim, I saw they bring down from Rab Chaim also, the Rab Chaim, the Sameach, the Chidushim, they all say a very interesting teretz. He says, by The mazik of shoyer, I'm responsible for the actions of my shoyer. What my shoyer is doing, I'm responsible for what the shoyer is doing.
So the din is that if the shoyer is b'rishus harabim, so I'm not responsible for the actions of the shoyer because tzulchei, I'm not responsible.
The mazik of tzchoyer is,
I'm not paying for the actions of my share, because my share didn't do anything. A stone broke it. My share did not touch the keli. What am I paying for the koyach of my share? I'm not paying for the actions of my share. See, the actions were mesav of the koyach. There's a chadgadi over here. But al koponim, the tashlumim is for the koyach of the share. The koyach of the shoyer left the Rishus HaRabim, entered the Rishus HaYochid, and was masik over there. That koyach isn't going to Ulche. The koyach entered my Rishus. That means, whatever my shoyer is doing, when it does Rishus HaRabim, I'm not responsible for. What should I do? I can't. So that when the Torah was machayv me al maisei shoyrei b'shus harab mein potem. But the chiyuv of tzroiris is not for maisei shoyrei. The chiyuv of tzroiris is for the koyach of my shoyer. The koyach of the shoyer went into his reshus and was mazik, and therefore yechayv.